So it's Friday. You got any pandemic responsible plans this weekend? Maybe a long walk, maybe a socially distant picnic, maybe something a little retro. NPR's Ashley Westerman sent us this audio postcard from a drive-in movie in Washington, D.C.
Okay, so we're going where these people are going.
My partner Colin and I haven't been on a date in 4 months. So when we heard there was going to be a pop-up drive-in outside RFK Stadium, we just had to go.
Parking attendants out here. Showing everyone the way, all wearing masks.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up? Just gotta scan a ticket real quick.
The attendant scanned our pre-purchased ticket for Sonic the Hedgehog, based on the video game, and then we snaked across the parking lot in a line of cars to find our spot.
Are we straight?
Just one row back from the temporary three-story screen.
The screen in front of us says, please turn your radio to 87.9. So I guess this is our pre-movie music.
Pre-movie music.
Drive-ins are making a bit of a comeback thanks to the pandemic. The Park Up DC pop-up drive-in is being put on by an event planner known as Broccoli City. Co-founder Brandon McCahern says when their annual Earth Day festival was canceled because of COVID-19, they pivoted to the movies.
We figured that something like this would be for the whole family. And also, no matter what race, color, creed, you know, I think you can enjoy Jurassic Park.
And indeed, as the movie began, the lot was packed. Parents laid out blankets in open trunks and back seats. Children poked their heads through sunroofs. Jessica from Virginia brought her family.
It's a really nice change of pace for us because, you know, we've been careful. So this is our first big outing.
And then we all settled in for at least an hour and a half to reclaim our weekend from COVID-19. Ashley Westerman, NPR News.